love you so. Ronald Reagan killed the radio.
No, he didn't. Well, he kind of did. WMFO Medford ending that set and the show celebrating the Boston Music Award winners 2017. Well, a handful of them. I couldn't fit them all in that set. With Ruby Rose Fox right there. She's fantastic. I love that voice so much. Ronald Reagan killed the radio. Name of that one from the Boston Musicians 2016 album Domestic. And she won Singer-Songwriter of the Year last night at the 2017 Boston Music Awards. Weekend Friends up ahead of that. Hate Mail. Great single released in September from the Portland, Maine band. Features Jay Maskus on guitar. They won Unsigned Artist of the Year. The Ballroom Thieves, Only Lonely. Beautiful new single from the Boston band. And they won Folk Artist of the Year last night. The Silks. Living in the World from the Providence Band's amazing 2013 album, Last American Band. Winner in the Blues Artist of the Year category. That's 2 years in a row for those guys. Well deserved. Love the Silks. And kicking off that set with the one and only Julie Rhodes. Great one called Hurricane from her stellar 2016 debut album, Bound to Meet the Devil. She's the winner of the Americana Artist of the Year and Female Vocalist of the Year. Congratulations to all of them and to all of the artists that were nominated and played and that I couldn't get to in that set. So much great music in the New England area, and that's what the Boston Music Awards celebrates, all the music that's in our area that is just so great. And all of the artists that I played and all of the artists nominated are amazing. All right, my friends, that's it. I hope you enjoyed the show. I certainly did. Do stay tuned for Frank Y and The Loft. Go out and see some music this weekend. Support your local artists. Support the local arts. Get your dance on. And be good to each other. Spread the love. I'll see you next week for another edition of the Music Savage Show. Stay tuned for a Hot Takes post on Music Savage this afternoon. Remember to follow us on Music Savage Facebook page. At Music Savage is our Twitter, and you can follow me on Twitter at Ryan D. Rules. If you say it fast, it's Ryan Drools. That's why I did it. All right, Loft is coming up next. WMFO Medford. See you next Friday, kids.
Around the world. This is Frank Y here. Bill Kidd is also in the studio. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Tufts, Medford.
We'll be right back.
Thank you for joining us this morning. That was Jack McDuff, Moon Rapping. Now we have a special message from the studio here, and Mr. Paul McCartney.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
And so we're going to take you away now with Busy Earning by The Jungle. I was funking out of my socks right there. What about you, Dill?
Gotta agree with you there.
Yes, I no do, doubt. I do. Intense, intense song there by The Jungle. Busy Earning. Many messages there. Not enough time to do anything else. Interesting tune. Now we have some nice lo-fi jazz hop for you, courtesy of The Chill Suite. Please enjoy.
por alguna cruzada, por alguna cruzada.
Joining us, this is The Loft here on WMFO 91.5 FM Tufts Medford. You're listening right now to Vanilla by Fuji. Before that was Lament playing Philanthropy, Tito by Flo Fills, Castle in My Cup by Bureaucratic, and to start it off, it was Lights and Rain by Max Gons. So, it's about that time, closing in on 9:30 here. We're going to start it a little bit early, but it is the Dylan Query Hour. Dylan, say hello.
How's everyone doing on this fine morning? Excited to be here, Frank.
Good. I like to hear it. So, this is a question that has been bugging me for a while. I was wondering, why it hasn't snowed yet in Boston here?
You know what? That's been on my mind too a lot. And I don't want to sound extreme, but it's the global warming, Frank.
It has to be.
It has to be.
We don't want to be a political show here, but if you're out there and it feels a little bit warmer than usual, probably that global level of warming.
It's not a coincidence.
Not a coincidence. Our ceiling is getting hotter. The ozone is breaking. Pretty soon we're going to have meteorites flying through, killing us all. We don't even have to worry about hail anymore. It'll be that cosmological stuff. What do you think?
I think that's going to be a worry for our near future, Frank. Unless things change.
Here's another question. Do you think we're going to have to worry about water first or meteorites first?
Well, I think the meteorites could happen at any time, but the water is definitely creeping up on us.
I'd say so. And by water, I mean the water shortage.
Exactly.
So go on that tangent here.
Yeah, with the water shortage, it's not that we have a shortage of water, it's just a shortage of clean water, Frank. And that's an issue.
Oh, the scientist here.
Always got to be thinking of solutions.
Oh, this is true. I was not thinking of that. Well, that was a good query hour. We had a lot of back and forth there. Good tit and tat right there. I love seeing that on the loft. Good camaraderie here in the studio. And, we're going to let this mix finish out here, and then I'm going to take you back, actually, to a tune that I actually played in high school, just to commemorate my jazz band from high school. They're actually touring right now over in Europe, Vienna, Prague. They're in a bunch of cool cities, Salzburg. I hear they even flew to Switzerland. So that's pretty cool. They're playing a lot of good jazz over there, spreading the word, spreading the love. I love to see that and hear that. So we're going to let these tunes finish out here, and then we're going to feature some old school jazz. Dylan? All right, Dylan's good. We're moving on. You're listening to The Loft here, 91.5 WMFO.
I can only give you love that lasts forever, and the promise to be near each time you call. And the only heart I own for you and you alone, that's all, that's all. I can only give you country walks in springtime, and a hand to hold when leaves begin to fall, and a love whose burning light will warm the winter night. That's all, that's all. There are those, I am sure, who have told you they would give you the world for a toy. All I have are these arms to enfold you, and a love time can never destroy.
That was a good commemoration to the past, the original song, and this is the big band version. And there's my director talking, my old director. I just want to hear the tune though, to be honest, so we're going to listen to that.
Mixing boards that are 80 pounds, we don't have to fly them to Europe, now we just...
Oh, I figured it out. We had a stray YouTube tab. Though, what do you think about that? How silly am I?
Technology is tough to deal with.
Right?
There's always some problem.
It's okay, though. It's okay. We have it up now. The count-off is about to begin. This is the Princeton High School studio band in New Jersey playing That's All. Here we go. Enjoy.
Thank you.
was the old song that I remember. That was the 2017 version, actually. It's the newer band. So this past year. Sounded great, though. It really did. A little bit of history on that song. So, the Princeton Studio Band was the top band in the school of Princeton High School, and it was the scariest band for sure because of the intensity and just the music that they'd throw in front of you. So the first song that they actually threw in front of any new member was this song, just to get you acquainted with the band and just get you in the jazz groove and feel. And although it is sad, it's also the last song that you ever play when you're in the band at the final concert in June when you're graduating as a senior. You finish off with it and you end with it, as if to say that's all. So I think the title is very fitting as well. It's an interesting tradition, and it's a pretty cool one. That was a really cool little blast from the past there. We might have another song or two from them, maybe later in the set. But for right now, we're actually going to go to some other jazz that I have pulled up here. I was thinking something along the lines of, there's a lot of good choices here, so I might just pull from a little bit of Otis Redding. This song is called "That's How Strong My Love Is." I hope you think it's pretty strong. That was Otis Redding with "How Strong." That's how strong my love is. Up next, what you're hearing right now is some Joe Thomas. This is "Thank You." Thank you. All right, got one more song coming up for the Princeton Studio Band. This is Straight No Chaser, originally written by Buddy Rich. Also, a couple iterations were done by Cannonball Adderley, a couple other great jazz musicians. So this is, I guess, their version. And it's one of the last songs I'll play by them. This is actually the year that I was in the band, so I hope it sounds good. I'm not really sure if it's going to be okay, but we'll see. We will see. Just recording quality, not really sure, because it looks like it's from a handheld phone. we'll see. This is actually recorded in Boston at the Berklee Jazz Festival in 2016 when we took home first place, I believe. I don't think they have lost yet. I believe this year they also won as well. That's an 8-year streak, which is a pretty good streak for a high school band. It's good. So we have a Princeton Studio Band, Straight No Chaser. was great. Actually, a lot better than I remember, to be honest with you. Drummer sounded great. Bass was definitely flying over those chords. Really, really well done. Good iteration of Buddy Rich's Street Note Chaser. I'm gonna slow it down now for the end of the show. Give you some more modern jazz hop vibes just to close it out today. This is an album called Morning Coffee. So let's ease into the day together on the loft here. This is 91.5 WMFO Tufts Medford. Weekend Mornings by Dominant.